arms manufacturer Raytheon is set to move its global headquarters nearer to Washington, D.C. Raytheon is one of the largest arms manufacturers in the world and one of the chief clients of the United States military-industrial complex. And a sign that just says how much we've been giving billions of dollars to the war in Ukraine, a number I honestly can't find exactly how much has been spent on military funding alone. The latest bill was $54 billion, of which the majority of that went to military aid, and there was also several packages beforehand. So it's easy to say conservatively, the United States government in less than 6 months has spent over $70 billion to send to Ukraine for war means. Now, who gets most of that money? Well, companies like Raytheon and Lockheed Martin, who are the manufacturers of all the missiles and defense systems that is being sent over there. Let me give you the direct quote from Raytheon on their movement to just outside of D.C. in Arlington, Virginia. Moving the location, quote, increases agility in supporting U.S. government and commercial aerospace customers and serves to reinforce partnerships that will innovate technologies and advance the industry. Let me put that in plain language. It gives them greater access to lobbyists who are moving bills through Congress or are able to just, through the executive, sign over an increasement of arms. Because the biggest thing that's not being talked about right now in the war in Ukraine is that most of the money that's going to sending supplies over there is actually from stockpiles, which means that once we send over all the missiles from America, let's just say like Javelins, we're going to have to increase our supply of those. So for every $1 billion we send over there, that means an equal amount that we have to replenish our stockpiles. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please hit that subscribe or follow button. Also, if you'd like to find more episodes like this or check out the long-form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.